KXSS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Historic hearings underway at The Hague, the top court of the UN, listening to arguments about the legality of Israel's 57-year occupation of the Palestinian territories. That is the largest hospital in Gaza's south, and Khan Yunis falls under military control in Tel Aviv. ABC's Marcus Moore.
Nasser Hospital shutting down after that raid by Israeli forces last week. Inside the hospital, the IDF saying they found unused medicine that was intended for Israeli hostages. The Gaza Health Ministry saying Israel has arrested dozens of healthcare workers and effectively turned the hospital into military barracks, adding that 7 intensive care patients died due to lack of power.
In suburban Minneapolis, 3 first responders were shot and killed when they showed up to a domestic violence call. 6 people were shot, 1 killed when a gunfight broke out at a Waffle House restaurant in Indianapolis last night. The Daytona 500 set to start later today, delayed a day by heavy rain. This is ABC News. A Pennsylvania judge now facing attempted murder charges accused of shooting an ex-boyfriend.
Court documents say suspended Dauphin County, Pennsylvania Judge Sonia McKnight's ex-boyfriend phoned 911 over the weekend. He said he couldn't see and was in a lot of pain. They say he had a gunshot wound to the head. An affidavit says the judge tried to convince him that he had shot himself. Court docs also say McKnight tested positive for gunshot residue on her hands. McKnight was suspended without pay in November over alleged court misconduct. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Police in Chicago think an 83-year-old man may be up to some old tricks and could be behind a months-long string of bank robberies. Donald Bennett was convicted of bank robbery in 1989, got out of prison in 2020. And the defenseless NBA All-Star Game bordering on the ridiculous.
Damian Lillard with a triple. From half court, he's got 39.
That call on ESPN giving the Eastern Conference 211 points, the West 186. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is taking steps towards cracking down on sex trafficking. The State Assembly Thursday passed a package of bills that came out of the Speaker's task force on the problem. Republican Representative Rick Gundrum.
One of the reasons sex trafficking is thriving here in Wisconsin is because our current penalties are often less than the cost of the actual solicitation.
The task force was formed after the human rights group Shared Hope International gave Wisconsin a failing grade for its anti-trafficking laws. A new push to legalize medical marijuana in Wisconsin is going nowhere this year. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells reporters a Republican bill won't be taken up this session. Republicans disagree amongst themselves about whether the state should run medical marijuana dispensaries. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Another setback for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers upset again, this time in Iowa City in overtime. The unranked Hawkeyes with an 88-86 win at home over Wisconsin. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
I mean, if a battle to 9 down on the road to get back and get tied and have a lead, you know, we left a lot of points right in the paint, too. And as we break this down in terms of the negative things, are going to be what we didn't get accomplished defensively.
Wisconsin has outlost 5 of their last 6 games. Number 4-ranked Marquette trying to recover after after getting blown out at number one ranked UConn, 81-53. The Golden Eagles will host DePaul Wednesday. The NBA All-Star game was really more of a scoring derby. The Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo and his team from the East won 211-186. Here's all he had to say after the game.
As I always say, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Congratulations, Giannis.
At chicken dinner. That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Lots of sunshine today. We'll get to 37 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 10 today. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 27 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine, 44. On Wednesday, a few showers in the morning, then partly cloudy with a high near 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Monday morning. This segment brought to you by Midwest Restoration. They offer 24/7 emergency services for its clients and provide a full range of services for both residential and commercial properties, including fire damage restoration, water damage restoration, mold remediation, wind and hail damage, along with storm damage, biohazard cleanup. You nail it, they'll do it. Midwest Restoration provides restoration services for all sorts of things. In fact, we had Dennis from the Glam Band here on Friday. He talked about he needed one of his rental properties, which was just horrific.
Right.
And they came in and did such an unbelievable job. It was incredible.
In like 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
He said it was going to take him all weekend.
Yeah. Gone. Boom. Done. Perfect. Yeah. 920 Midwest. 920 Midwest. MWRestoration.com. They are amazing.
Speaking of amazing, we talk a lot of in this show about, you know, the future. We were talking about Dr. Tiller this morning and how important the school district is. And the youth is what we have to focus our energies on, right? I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in the community. And we have two, like, actually, like, you guys, I hope you can stay for a while. Lisa Pendleton and Shauna, what is it, Johnny? Her last name?
Escoto.
Escoto.
Escoto. Shauna. Escoto.
Escoto. Escoto.
Escoto.
Anyway, these...
Don't mess with the Escoto.
No, I guess not.
Shauna Escoto.
Okay, let's move on here.
Hey, do you know you have to wrestle today? Who? Escoto. No, man, I'm backing out. I'm not doing
it. I'm calling in sick. Okay,
don't
all right,
mess with the Escotos.
All right, and Lisa Pendleton, these two ladies work with the foster care in both Winnebago and Brown County, and welcome. We need to talk about this. Foster care. Just tell us, give me a couple sentences. What is foster care?
So foster care is a program that really is about restoration, about preserving families. So it provides children with safety when their parents are on a journey to succeed. So they are giving children a safe place to live while they're while their parents are being encouraged and providing services in order to have their journey of reunification.
I like how you put that, because it could have been a different way. You're taking a very positive outlook on it, aren't you?
Yes. And that's
a very
really
encouraging positive outlook.
Right.
Correct. We are really trying to work with families to succeed. Yeah. And so providing them with services and what they need to move forward with their lives.
So, Shauna, the foster care program, you're in Brown County or Winnebago?
Brown County.
You're in Brown County. And
he's talking to you. You don't have to look at me, Shauna.
Anyway,
I'm just that guy through the window now.
In Brown County, how are we doing? Is there a need for foster families?
Yeah, there's an absolute need. I would say that I've been with Brown County for 11 years, and I would say that the need right now is probably greater than we've ever had before, or at least than I've ever seen before. Lisa and I, actually, we talk all of the time. We help each other out when we can, and there's that distance barrier, so sometimes it's difficult for our families to help each other, but yes, the need is great.
So tell us, Lisa, someone that maybe has, like, would I qualify? Like, what does it take to qualify? Let's say you got a heart for the youth and you want to help out these families that you're kind of, I forgot how you worded it, but are helping them, you know, become a better mm-hmm. family, and foster care may be a part of that for one of the kids or two of the kids, or and how do you qualify to be a foster? Do they still call foster parents?
Yes. So anyone can qualify if they're 21 years of age and older, and they can come from any family situation, married, single, children, no children. You can own your own home. You can rent. It's really any type of a family who can complete a background check, complete a home study. So really some, you know, basic requirements that aren't too hard to meet.
It's all like it. So let's say husband, wife, or let's look at this foster care program. If they do qualify, do they have a say in the person who comes to their home, or do you assign that? How does that work?
Yes. So foster parents can give an age range of children that they would like to take in. They can take, you know, if they say they only want female children, male children, they really have a say in what children come into their home.
If I could ask this quick question, how long does somebody, like, if you bring in a foster child, is there a general timeline that you think you're going to have that person? Shauna?
I was going to say, here in Brown County, our average length of stay is a year to a year and a half.
Okay.
Of course, sometimes we have those ones where they come into foster care in an emergency situation, and 3 days later we locate their grandma, and they'll go live with their grandma.
Okay.
Some, unfortunately, end up staying in care longer than that, but we typically say a year to a year and a half.
How about you guys, Lisa?
Around the same. It's really hard to be able to
put a number on it or whatever. Sure.
Yeah, how fast parents are going to be able to meet the conditions that they need in order for their children to be reunified with them. So it's really, you know, sometimes it is just the few days that Shauna's talking about, or sometimes it's a few years.
You know, there are so many athletes, like big time athletes, when you hear their stories, and terrible family situations, you know, the dad disappears, mom maybe has some substance issues, and they got bounced around, a lot of these people, from their coach to a teammate to a couch here and a thing there. Whereas what you guys do is everything possible to alleviate that road, isn't it? I mean, you guys try to get them into something stable right off the bat, which is very cool. How tough is that to find the right people?
Yes, it can be really hard. However, there are so many amazing people in our community who want to be foster parents and who are foster parents and really do their best to work with us and the kids that come into their home to give them that stable, safe place to live until they can be reunified.
Awesome.
Kids are expensive. I mean, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that, we can all say that. Kids are, yeah. I mean, is there any financial assistance for a foster parent with some of these food bills we see, or?
Yes. So they receive a monthly stipend.
Well, they do.
When they take children into their home.
Okay. All right. So they're, all right. Well, that will help, right?
Yes, that will certainly help. And all of our children in foster care, they do have medical assistance. So things like their dental, their health care, those things are of no cost to foster parents either, which is helpful when you're taking care of multiple children.
So these kids, what eventually, they usually get reunified with the family that's going, because you're counseling the family too, right? Am I assuming that right? Tell me how that, we understand the foster student or child goes into a home, a loving home, and is qualified. You've done the background checks and you take them to school here, sports here, all that kind of stuff, which any good parent would do. What's the family doing during that time?
So they have conditions that they need to meet in order for that child to be reunified.
Okay.
So they are working with community services in our area, and they have a social worker, case manager from the county who is working with them to meet those services and meet those needs that they have.
Sure, there are instances where the people then adopt the kids, right? I know of one in the UP, at least, that I know for a fact, that had this young girl and got along so great with the family that the parents just abandoned her and they adopted her. Does that happen very often?
Unfortunately, those situations happen at times where parents are not able to meet their conditions.
But it turned out great for her, you know, with this great family.
Correct. So sometimes then there are lifelong connections that are made,
okay,
and an adoption occurs through foster care.
Shauna, how do you recruit people for this?
Well, we actually here at Brown County, we have a recruiter position, and that staff person, her name is Courtney. She's out in the community at tons of events. She manages our Facebook page. But truly what we found, and probably for you too, Lisa, is the word of mouth is the greatest recruitment tool. So our foster parents talking to other people. But we are on social media. We're at tons of events in town. We are just really trying to get the word out however we can.
So. Great. Excellent. Well, let us help you.
Yes, we want to do that. How many kids in Brown County are in foster care about? Like, is it a big?
Yeah, I mean, last time I checked, our total number of children in out-of-home care was 305. Now, that's across all settings, but foster care specifically is probably 150. So those other children might be with relatives. And kind of what Lisa spoke to before, if you're in foster care, we're constantly looking for families so that we can get you with a family member and to eventually get you back home. But
if I can ask this, what's the progression? How does this start? Do you know what I mean? It's like how... Where do these kids all of a sudden show up on a doorstep, or how? What's the progression with a foster child generally?
Well, a report would be made to our agency, and if it meets the threshold, we will respond to that. Sometimes children are quickly placed with family members. Sometimes they come into what we call in Brown County a receiving home. Lisa has emergency homes. Those homes are on call 24/7 to receive children who need care at any time.
Okay, super.
That is That's a great system you have. Like, I don't know as much about this as I should because, we hear about homelessness a lot, and youth homelessness is just strikes at your heart. And for you guys to step in and find them a safe environment and a little more structure, I would assume that you're looking for. Some of these kids maybe don't want to go back to their. I mean, does that happen? Or do I watch too much TV?
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, kids want to be with their parents.
Right, I would think so. There's a bond there that you just can't replicate.
And that's what we tell our foster parents to be open-minded about the situation they came from. Nobody wants to be in it, and those children, they really do want to go home.
And it could be life-changing for them, though, can't it? The whole thing, the whole experience.
Absolutely.
And they maybe can bring some things into the home, too, that they did with their foster parent. Maybe it is the dinner every evening or whatever. I'm just saying that maybe it's they can bring some stuff to enhance a better lifestyle in their reunited family.
And again, if people wanted to contact you to look into the possibility of becoming a foster parent?
Yes, so they can contact me at Winnebago County and at 920-236-4658. And we also have a Facebook page, Winnebago County Foster Care, that they can connect with us on Facebook.
Shauna? Yeah.
And here in Brown County, Shauna Escoto at 920-448-6272. Our Brown County, official website, they can go there, or our Brown County Facebook page, too.
Awesome. Or just look up escoto.com.
There you go.
Right? You guys are awesome. I think
Thanks
it's phenomenal what you do.
It is.
Phenomenal. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Mino and the Mayor, back after this.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, Wayne, shopping for a new door? Do you need something more dependable?
Yes, something that's durable, dent-resistant, knows how to take a hit, and is going to last for years.
We're still talking about the door, right?
Right, of course.
Wayne Larrabee and Jeff Levering, shopping together at Pella? What next?
How about 0% interest for up to 60 months when you place your order by February 23rd at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See show for details. Offer ends 2/23/2024.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
The Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a Monday morning. Good looking Monday morning out there. A little chilly. As I mentioned, Green Bay 20 out to 23. Oshkosh 20. How warm is it supposed to get today, Todd? Kind of nice. It's supposed to get sunny today, right? Around 30. Thank you very much to Lisa Pendleton, Shauna Escoto, Winnebago and Brown County Foster Care Services. I'll tell you what, there's a special place for people that do things like that.
You know, and I think
all the credit in the world.
Oh, and she said they need them now more than ever.
That's what I mean.
Foster parents. I don't know that I've read much about the need for that. And I mean, I don't know what it all takes. It sounds like it's not impossible. If you got some room in your house and you want to be a parent and have those kids come in for, what she said, a short period of time or maybe up to a year
and a half.
Think
how tough that must be in a young kid, though, huh? When you're
getting bounced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm sure you're going to have those conversations with them. And, you know, you got to teach kids that, you know, this too shall pass type thing, or that, you know,
right,
there's a better future coming. But it sounds like a really important step.
But what I was saying about the other thing was that book I just read, trying to get Nick Baumgartner. He's from the UP, won the Olympic gold medal in snowboarding a couple of years ago. I just read his book, which is really good. It's called From Iron to Gold. And it talked about his mom and dad were huge into foster kids. Like, you never knew how many kids are going to be at dinner night to night. And then I want to believe they adopted this one girl, became such a part of the family, they adopted her.
That's very cool.
Yeah, I know. Great, great people. Big hearts.
So we're talking, you know, this just fits into what we're going to talk about now. But, you know, Green Bay, this area, I should say, the MSA, you know, we got the best place to live in America, you know.
I was going to mention that. Something popped up this weekend again, right?
Seventh in quality of life.
Seventh, okay.
That's like awesome, right?
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. So, you know, we already, this is just a different agency, right, that does this vetting. But, I mean, to be named the, you know, in the top 10 quality of life places to live, that just doesn't happen.
No.
You know, there's an effort behind that. And there's an effort behind, you know, a clean city, which, you know, is very important. And
well, I will say one thing.
We have a little
phenomenal health services in this area.
Right.
Phenomenal. I've never seen an area that takes more pride and goes more full bore into phenomenal health services.
Right. And they keep
trying. By the way, did I mention about my hip? So I'm not going to whine or complain.
No.
But I've got this. No, my hip. You know, I got that artificial hip.
Yes.
And you know
I think
what?
Everybody knows that.
Yeah. And you know, I told you, well, I'm a donor because I'm going to donate my hip.
Nobody wants it, John. Okay, go ahead. That's nice you're doing that. God bless you.
So I'm going to donate my hip. I'm a donor. And so anyway, but it's been active. I got this burning pain.
What's it made out of?
Titanium.
So if you
or
melt
plutonium,
if you melt that down, is that
it? Doesn't
is that
melt?
Like
I don't think it melts. I don't think they melt.
Well, what's anybody? You're not going to use a used. Okay, whatever.
But
let's
why not
talk about the hip. No. And besides,
why
don't
would
they make
you, okay,
different
you
sizes?
You take a used heart, but you wouldn't take a used hip.
Well, I don't know. The hip seems like it would be because it's part of the framework and structure that it would have to be like perfect. Like you'd have to get a what do you? 5'7", 8", you know, 200, and you'd have to get the exact same guy to have that hip because, like, your hip wouldn't fit in my body, right?
Yeah, I think it would. They can make them fit. They can. They can make them fit. They
sand
them
down. It down?
John
knows so much about
he
this.
May have quite a limp, but
might be leaning.
Okay. All right.
That's
so
possible.
All right. But
so I'm donating it.
But you're having some problem. Maybe you should just get a new one.
I don't know what's going on. Like I said, I got this unbelievable, like, burning pain there right now where my artificial hip is.
And how long have you had that hip?
3 years.
Oh, only three.
Okay. Yeah, right at the start of COVID, basically.
Really?
Would that be 3 years?
Yeah. Four.
I mean, that's way too soon for a problem, right?
It is. Well, I don't know anything about that, but I would.
And I tried talking to Mark Houston about it the other day, but I don't think he's open to helping me on an individual basis as much as I thought he would. You know, I thought it'd be my own. You got, because you talked about your concierge doctor.
Yes.
You know, I thought Mark would be my concierge physical therapist.
You gotta pay him. You're not paying the guy.
Well,
but he's a super nice guy, and he's a
phenomenal guy.
But they're very hesitant to give advice without a really, especially on something like that, Johnny, because. You know, what if they're wrong and then you come back, you lawyer up? No. He just, you know, yeah, I think you should go see a specialist.
All
like
right.
The guy who put it in.
I know, Dr. DiRamondo in Manitowoc.
Okay.
You know what I tell you? It's so funny. I said, it was the first time I met him, I said, you'll never remember the last time we met. He goes, no. I said, at Camp Randall, he had just quarterbacked Manitowoc Lincoln to the state championship.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. In like 84, I think it was, 85.
Isn't that 86? Nice that he stayed in Manitowoc?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, his dad was a doctor, and he became a doctor.
Nice. We talk about this brain drain. That's nice that he stuck around.
Yeah.
A lot of people outside.
Yeah. A lot of doctors' kids become doctors, though, it seems
they
like.
They do.
They really do. I mean, but that's almost like cheating in a certain way.
No.
I think
you grew up in that environment. No,
well, that's why I'm not cheating, but it's like, okay, Dad.
Oh my God.
I'm working on my homework, and we're talking about the circulatory system. And I need to know all the arteries and stuff.
Sure.
And it'd be like, oh, sure, it's the such and such and such and such and such and such. That's a big advantage.
It is.
It's like
if you're
going to be a basketball coach, it's like you're Dick Bennett's your dad. It's like, Dad, what do you think about this defense against yada, yada?
That all works into a strong family. I think that there's nothing wrong with that. I want to say that. I want to underscore that because I was a little bit embarrassed. My daughter, when she got into medical school, what's that called? Kind of like. You get your coat, you know,
okay.
And I will tell you over half, Johnny, I'm not kidding you, over half their parents were doctors.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like this loser mayor and I'm like standing there. But anyway, yeah, I think you're right. I think the conversation around and dad does this, the emergency room.
You're brought up with it. You're brought up with it.
Right, that environment.
Dr. Al Cherkasky used to tell me that. Yeah. My doctor, Al Cherkasky in Kaukauna.
Yeah.
He was Dr. Lively's doctor, too. Dr. Kristen, that was her doctor. Oh, he treated everybody in Kaukauna.
Yeah.
Anybody you know from Kaukauna, Dr. Al. Boom. Piece of cake. And his dad was Cy Cherkasky. You didn't know him either?
No, I'm sorry.
Right, didn't get around much.
No, I didn't.
All right. You know what's funny? When I first came to Green Bay, a couple of my doctors were like the real old school Packer doctors.
Oh.
Like Brusky and those people, all those different people like that. They were, and it's like, that would have been a story to tell about... You know, when guys got hurt back in those days and they didn't have arthroscopic surgery you know, 3D things.
But I'm going to look, I'll read a little bit more about how we became the one of the top 10 quality of life places. But I think you're onto something with just healthcare resources here. What Bellin built over by the stadium.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That orthopedic area. And there's just. We just got great access with the sisters.
Yeah, we really do. No question about it.
I think that's really important. So, but there's a lot of other things.
But as Sandra Rank mentioned when she was here the other day, serious fentanyl problem. Serious.
I think I have some suggestions, but I want to get her on and really kind of lean into that a little bit more because you need someone to say, look, I'm in charge of this.
And And you said there a lot of task forces don't really accomplish a lot.
They don't.
They meet and she said they got to get serious about this. It's so bad. They need a czar. They need a fentanyl czar to take over and just attack this problem.
Wasn't that Bennett that we put as our czar?
Yeah.
You know,
I remember him.
We just need somebody to say, look,
that's
this
what
is
I mean.
The way
just go after it.
And give them some money.
I agree.
And say, look, this is what we're going
to
do.
I agree. So, yeah, I don't know how to combat. You have to talk to the police more about that and what they can do, but... Obviously, one of the big things is the stuff being brought in from other places.
But it's a great community, right, John?
Awesome.
I mean,
phenomenal.
Seventh best.
No question. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about Veterans First Tiny Homes. Stay with us. Back after this.
We'll be right back. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Historic hearings underway at The Hague, the top court of the UN, listening to arguments about the legality of Israel's 57-year occupation of the Palestinian territories. That is the largest hospital in Gaza's south, and Khan Yunis falls under military control in Tel Aviv. ABC's Marcus Moore.
Nasser Hospital shutting down after that raid by Israeli forces last week. Inside the hospital, the IDF saying they found unused medicine that was intended for Israeli hostages. The Gaza Health Ministry saying Israel has arrested dozens of healthcare workers and effectively turned the hospital into military barracks, adding that 7 intensive care patients died due to lack of power.
In suburban Minneapolis, 3 first responders were shot and killed when they showed up to a domestic violence call. 6 people were shot, 1 killed when a gunfight broke out at a Waffle House restaurant in Indianapolis last night. The Daytona 500 set to start later today, delayed a day by heavy rain. This is ABC News.
This report sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Food and Drug Administration is recalling about 60 products made with contaminated milk. A nationwide outbreak of listeria is linked to cheese, yogurt, and sour cream made by Lizzo Lopez Foods and sold under over a dozen brand names. 2 people are dead and 24 people are in the hospital across the country. Wisconsin is moving closer to regulating artificial intelligence. One bill would study how AI could help address the worker shortage in state government. Republican Representative Nate Gustafson.
We want to take AI and then ultimately say, do we really need to find the additional bodies to fill the roles, or can we continue to leverage AI to its fullest capabilities?
Another bill would impose $1,000 fines on the makers of political advertisements who use deepfakes without disclaimers. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Lots of sunshine today. We'll get to 37 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 10 today. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 27 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine 44. On Wednesday, a few showers in the morning, then partly cloudy with a high near 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
The Todd Almost Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights, but police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the March protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more Black History stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
WGBW 98.3 WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Joined right now by Michaela Messerschmidt from Leadership Green Bay. And we're talking about what they're doing in conjunction with another very special project taking place in Green Bay, the Veterans First Tiny Homes Project. Jim?
So Leadership Green Bay, as many of you know, we just got done talking in our last segment about Green Bay, just this quality of life that we have here, one of the top 10 in the country. And one of the reasons is Leadership Green Bay. It's a program that educates the younger people or people, the young professionals, let's say that, in the community. And different days you go to different things and learn about the community. And on top of all that, you do a special project for the community. So tell us a little bit about how you formed your team and what you're looking at doing.
Yeah, so we all actually applied probably over a year ago to be a part of Leadership Green Bay through our workplace. So we're workplace sponsored. There is currently about 45 to 50 leaders in our community that are part of Leadership Green Bay. We went away to a retreat up in Pembine, Wisconsin, and during that retreat, we took part in a variety of training sessions, leadership assessment tools where they gauged where our strengths were, and then actually the Chamber and Leadership Green Bay put us into our teams together. So we're super fortunate. We are Team 6, and we are happy to be partnering with Vets First Tiny Home Village to work on a special project for them.
Before we get to that, Joe, I want to tell you, tell me a little bit about Leadership Green Bay. What made you get into that? I mean, that's a sought-after program. Like you said, there's 40, 50 young professionals in there. I'm sure they get applications of 2-3 times that. And why did you pick that, and what do you plan to get out of this?
Yeah. I mean, you were a alumni, correct?
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to look you up. I couldn't find what year it was.
He's not paying his dues. They don't have him listed anymore.
It doesn't go back that far. Yeah. 2002. So anyway.
Yeah. So been around for 40 plus years, I want to say. Really a community leadership program, really run by, as you were saying, Michaela, run by the chamber. Just really into what we can do as young professionals and old professionals, if you're me, to really get the most out of the community. What can we really do to give back and make, you know, as you were saying before in previous segments, you know, we are rated the number one place to live in the country. And programs like this, I think, really have a lot to do with that, making sure that we do have all the utilizing all the resources that we have in a community like we have in Green Bay.
And what's cool is that that retreat that you went to in Pembine, you're all different people, and the way you get stuff done anywhere is through a team effort, through cooperation. So I think that's cool that I'm sure they did some assessments and kind of put you together as a team. I want to ask, for our listeners, one of the projects that came out of Leadership Green Bay, believe it or not, is the train depot at Bay Beach.
Really?
Can you believe that? And that was years ago. I mean, that was probably 2000, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 6. But what made you get into this?
Yeah, so I had heard really positive things about Leadership Green Bay, and I am just looking to continue to learn about Green Bay. I'm born and raised here, so just knowing about the different nonprofits in the area, about all different days that we have. So, for example, last week we had Economics Day. So we were at the cannery downtown Green Bay, and we had different administrators there from DePere, Bellevue, Howard, Hobart. And then we were able to go over to Titletown Tech and hear about the draft that's coming in 2025. And it really just focuses on what we can continue to do and look for in Green Bay, just because we want to continue to be, you know, the number one place to live and have the top 10 quality of life in the area.
Right. And each of the groups, so, and you spend a day, they make you take transit for a day. That's good that you learned that. You go to the homeless shelters in Green Bay. There's so many boxes that you check, which is really important. And then all 6 of you, you have 6 groups, and each group does a project.
Yes. So every group gets to choose what they do their project on. So I think group 6, we had a lot of different ideas and we didn't really know where to start. And I think we just really talked about we wanted to hit a different demographic. And that's where we had come up with helping the veterans. We're all very passionate about the veterans and just seeing what we could do. So Marissa actually got us in contact with Gail and Veterans First of Northeast Wisconsin.
I think this is awesome. Great team. How did you, what's your personal interest from that, Gail?
Yeah, so I've actually professionally worked with homeless individuals my entire career. So that's something that I was personally passionate about, and I already knew Gail and Kim from Vets First Tiny Home Village. So it was something that I shared with the group, and unfortunately we know in 2023 that there were 89 homeless vets in Brown County. So sharing some statistics with our group, we realized vets is, of course, a population we wanted to work with, and we knew that there was a need, and of course, an amazing new nonprofit in our community that we wanted to support. So it kind of seemed to just be a natural fit for all of us.
Joe, you feel the same way?
Oh, definitely. Served in the Navy 8 years,
okay,
early 2000s. So my father-in-law, also in the Army.
Oh.
So definitely, you know, looking at vets, how can we help that population, you know, really is a... very quiet population sometimes. You don't understand maybe what they've been through, what they're still dealing with. So any way you could help that out, it's definitely something we want.
Well, you know, one thing, you know, I've been a, you know, advocate or whatever you might call it, but I go back to the days when they were first building a veterans hospital clinic here was just a pipe dream. And mm-hmm. I had veterans, World War II veterans, in the middle of winter were driving up to Iron Mountain, Michigan to get treatment. Yep. I mean, these guys are in their 80s in Tulane
or Milwaukee,
snowy
right?
Bones, yeah, or just, Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I just want to say it's... on. And it wasn't any one big, huge declaration. It was grassroots groups like you guys right here that kind of got the ball rolling on these things. It's amazing, because I've seen the fruition, how small something can start and what that can lead to. And over the last 20 years or so, I just think it's awesome. When we talk about the great things about the Green Bay area, I think our concern for veterans by groups like all of you and Gail's group and everything is a big part of it.
I would agree, and I think it's I'm really proud of the city. I always have been. I do think they elevate veterans in this community pretty strong, and we could always do better, right, on so many things. But so what is the project your team decided to do? And good, somebody in, Joel.
So partnering with Veterans First, so they're building a community of homes over on the east side, right over by the Veterans Hospital, actually. And so before they start building, they need a garage that they can use to house supplies, you know, building materials, all that kind of stuff like that. And once the village gets up and running, then a place to keep, you know, repair parts, place to keep, you know, everything they need for like landscaping and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So we saw the need there. We wanted to chip in and do something that could really benefit that community. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to build them a garage.
How do you do that? What's the financial construction, I just labor?
Leadership Green Bay, you're responsible for the finances, right? I mean, it's not like they get a stipend. So
okay.
Let's hear. I think that's a really good question. I mean, you're responsible for kind of everything.
Yeah. So we're, it's our entire group. We're responsible for everything, right? We want to figure out what we want to do, specs on it. We want to figure out, then of course, big one's going to be the budget, right? How are we going to pay for it? That's the biggest thing we got to come up with. But again, that's kind of what this group is understanding who your resources are, who you can reach out to, what areas of the community we can touch to figure out, you know, how we can raise the funds that we need to make this thing happen. And then of course, as well, reaching out to other different companies and different businesses to say, hey, you know, what do you offer? What could we get? And kind of having those negotiations as well.
I think that's awesome.
And as a Navy vet, if you don't know it already, you'll be surprised at the response you get.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. And you know, I something with the Navy, a starting point, you've probably done all your research already, but those that donated to the USS Green Bay might be a list you want to get, because they love the city and they obviously admire the veterans. Yeah. And you'll be a great spokesman to go out there and shake them down.
And I think that's a great idea, because that's before you can start anything else, you need a place like that.
Exactly.
I mean, that is the starting point.
Exactly. That's our thought.
That's a great idea.
Can I ask just what were a couple of the other projects you considered? I know you're doing this, and I think it's to be applauded by that, but there's a lot of needs in this community. As much as we're the best city to live in, we're number 7 in quality of life. You know, John and I talk, and we've had a lot of people come and sit in those chairs that you're in. Some of the needs, we just had finished with foster care. You know, that's a huge need in this community. They got kids on waiting list, which is awful. But anyway.
So
tell me some of the other projects that are being done. You don't have to tell me things you consider. Do you guys know any other ones the other groups are doing?
I know one specifically is working on putting up tiny libraries at all of the Encompass Childhood early care centers.
And that's cool. That's that outdoor library where you can just go and take books or put books in. And, you know, you don't want books, you know, you read them 2-3 times. You don't want them just sitting on your shelf. Let somebody else enjoy that. So tiny libraries, that's a good one. Yours is pretty major, though. That's a big project.
Yeah, that's from what we're hearing from everybody else, it's a pretty...
nothing construction-wise comes cheap anymore.
I know a little bit about Leadership Green Bay. That's significant.
It's a robust goal, that's for sure.
Thank you for doing that. Yeah. I mean, that's going to be a lot of work on the fundraising design side, but I mean, it's something that's pretty sustainable, right? Because like you said, they're using it as they build, but then after that, it's going to be like their storage unit.
Yeah. I want to be involved with the museum there. That's my goal.
He's going to build which I think is really cool. Part of that development, I think there's 21
total.
Okay. Of these homes, and it's going to be like a community room, and Johnny wants to build a kind of a community museum out there and honor some of our local veterans.
I like it.
Yes. Great. And if you like, when he's done with that, we're going to build a music hall of fame too, but we got a lot of good ideas here, but we'll focus on you guys. And I'll tap Leadership Green Bay next year to raise me some funds for the whammy.
And this works out great. Cause after the break, we got Gail coming in from Tiny Homes. Talk about a big event tomorrow night, a community event that people can drop in on. That's going to be important.
Yeah.
So I think this is a great project. I think it's awesome that groups like yourselves are involved with them. I think it's fantastic. And I've worked in the nonprofit world, and you need these other groups, don't you, Gail, to help out? And we'll talk to you more about that. You have to have these other groups.
Leadership Green Bay, what is it, 8-9 weeks that you're going and seeing different facilities? Anything you learned that you're like, wow, I didn't know that was that great or that big of a need?
I think the most impactful one so far has been Community Service Day, where we got to go, you know, your previous segment, you had the ladies from Outagamie County and
Brown
County, about foster care. And we had the opportunity to go to Foster the Village and find out the need that was there that I had no idea that was anything that big in a city like this. And, you know, we spent all day over at the at Salvation Army, knowing what they do and everything else like that. That was a pretty impactful day to understand that just because, again, stuff you don't see, right? You don't walk down the street and you don't see the need like that. And it's pretty substantial.
And they don't have an advertising budget. So it's really, you talk about word of mouth, but I tell you what, this city wouldn't be what it is without those nonprofits.
Oh, for sure.
The stuff that the work that they do, the dedicated employees they have is unbelievable. So I think this is really great that you're working with this veterans organization to get some. How about you two? Did you, anything you learned or anything that you want to shout out to you to Leadership Green Bay?
I would definitely echo what Joe said, that our Human Services Day was by far so far the most impactful for not only myself, but I feel like for the majority of our group members as well. So I actually work in a nonprofit, but I think the majority of our group does not. So to share that experience with other people was really nice.
I think I want to hear from you, but that education day is important too, where you learn about the university and, you know, there's a lot of education here. And what did you get out of this, Leadership Green Bay?
Yeah, I think I would just mimic again what any of them said, but if this is something you are interested in, the applications are open for next year as well. So if this conversation is something that you want to partake in, I definitely would recommend.
Quickly, and it's not a cheap program, but you're sponsored by your company. So I'll shuttle to your companies.
I work at Schneider.
Awesome.
CASA, Brown County.
Awesome.
Bay Care Clinic.
Isn't that nice? Three great companies in the community.
Bringing in three of the heavyweights. That's very cool.
And they're bringing in the heavyweights now. Yeah, thanks for what you're going to do, but really more importantly for being leaders in this community and a good example to the youth and to other young professionals that put in that extra effort, do something outside your comfort zone and the community benefits. So
what makes this community what it is?
Right.
Groups like this, no lie.
All right.
And
you guys
Schneider,
are awesome.
By the way, has always been phenomenal for veterans' causes.
They really
from
are.
From the get-go, before
really
it was
are.
Cool to do it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Those big Ride of Pride trucks are pretty cool.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Right. All right, we got to set a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about the veteran tiny homes with Gail Knorr, Minor and the Mayor, back after this.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Save big money on Clearview Cabinetry. Clearview Cabinetry starts as a kitchen built for now and grows with you as life changes. It's flexible by design with full access cabinet construction, so you can go from doors to drawers for storage that works when you need it. Explore Clearview's cabinet options in-store and on Menards.com and save big money today. Check out more of our great deals going on now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show. Each one.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. WGBW 750. Hang on a second. I
don't know. 750. Exactly. It is 750. It's not 751. It's not 752.
I know, Jim. I just had to turn on my headphones. It's I hate not hearing myself.
51.
Wow.
Yes.
Hey, so you get a special birthday.
I do. You know, we talk about Green Bay being a great place to live and this quality of life. And do you know what makes your quality of life, like, even more special?
What?
Good neighbors.
Absolutely.
I mean, really. I mean, and I have a neighbor, and it is her birthday today, and she... I gave her an award, it was years ago, on this, just what a good neighbor is, and they are the best. Renee Keehan, and her husband's a veteran. You've met him, Brian Keehan. They were here for our Oktoberfest. It's her birthday today, and you can learn. If somebody wants to learn how to be a good neighbor, call Renee Keehan, because it just, you know, not just, can I borrow a cup of flour, just, you know, being a good neighbor and not complaining and... don't get anything to complain about with our house, but anyway, it's her birthday today, and Renee, happy birthday to you, and thanks for being the best neighbor that we've ever had.
Nice, very nice. It's always good to have a great neighbor.
It is.
Nothing worse than having a bad neighbor.
I was going to say that, too.
I might have been that guy at a time or two. Well, Gail Nora is joining us right now from the Tiny Homes, from Veterans First Tiny Homes Project. Just an update, how's it going?
Going pretty well. We just kind of... rebranded our village, and we're calling it the Cottage Court.
I did not know this.
Yes, Cottage Court.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, because they're not like on wheels and not right. Sheds. So some people think tiny homes, oh, it's sheds. No, these are nice homes. These are very nice homes. And so we're calling it Cottage Court.
I love it.
And that's the development that, and how many acres? Because you have the land now, right? The last time you were here, I think you were going to the
It'd been a process.
To the county board to get the deed to the land.
Yes.
So it's, what is it, 6 acres?
3.5.
Oh, 3.5 acres.
Yeah, it's okay. A 33-acre parcel. There is some other things on there where we can't really disturb the ground. So we are on 3.5 acres.
That would be
acres.
Called wetlands.
Well, it's called a potter's field.
Oh, right. Wow.
That's a little different. Okay, yes. Okay. That's a little different. So this is, as was mentioned earlier, this is... out where one would think it belongs, right? Kind of the...
Near Veterans Manor and near the VA clinic.
Right.
Yep. So we're going to stay closer to Veterans Manor. So we're closer to where we can work together.
That's almost become the hub of veteran services area out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know it's been a long process for you. How's it going? Is the light at the end of the tunnel? All these kinds of things. I mean, you overcome one hurdle, but boy, there's that next one just down the road, isn't there?
Yeah, there's we have to get the planned unit development because they're a little smaller and a little closer together than the normal zoning.
Okay.
So that has to go through the planning commission.
Okay.
And that'll be, you know, next week.
All right.
And then and then after that, if it does pass that, then it goes to the common council.
Okay.
Which will be in March.
Okay. And you're meeting with the neighborhood association?
Yep. That'll be tomorrow.
Okay.
Yep. So we're going to explain to them what we're all doing. It's Cottage Court. It's going to be very respectful. They're going to have to sign a contract saying that they're going to be respectful of the neighbors in the area. and, you know, 20 hours a week, volunteer or working, and or both.
I didn't want to say anything, but, you know, tiny homes, there have been some that haven't come off as good as intended. And they do have a little bit sometimes in some places of a negative connotation in certain ways. I think it's good that you're getting away from that.
Right, because the city has a lot of, the city and the county have a lot of recommendations that we need to follow.
Yep.
So we are going to be as respectful as possible. We are going to be up to code. We are going to have, you know, all kinds of, you know, things in place to make sure that we are being respectful of everyone involved.
Right. Fantastic.
But that PUD you're doing, that planned unit development, that gives you some flexibility. It does.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. And
I like you. It does.
Okay. It doesn't. Tell me about tonight. Where's your meeting?
No, not tomorrow.
Tonight. Tomorrow night. I'm sorry. Tomorrow. And it's open to anybody. But
well,
especially
not really,
the
though, right? Not open to just.
Well,
the...
it's we invited the neighbors in the direct area.
Right.
And the neighborhood association. And hopefully we'll have enough room for everybody, but it's going to be at Celebration Church.
Okay. Now,
well, they can seat 5,000 people there, so I think you'll be okay.
We're in the smaller room.
Okay.
Wow, listen to you.
Well, I mean, that's a big, big church. That's a great community. I want to, but it is open. People can come in. Do you have some renderings?
We have renderings.
Great.
We have a PowerPoint presentation where we're going to go through all the services we're going to provide and all the requirements that are going to be on our residents. And we're also going to have people speaking, like people who are our partners. We have 30 Great. Agency partners that are going to be helping us with this. We have engineers. We have architects.
Okay.
We have, you know, a lot of big name people helping us with this.
That's fantastic. You have to have that. You have to have an army behind you.
Yeah. Yep. And we are going to have a couple of people who I have worked with personally, veterans and non-veterans that I have helped personally through their situations and their traumas to come out on the other side. Everybody's heard of post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, but not too many people have heard of post-traumatic growth, which happens when you go through a trauma and you process it and you come out stronger than a normal person who hasn't been through those traumas. And then you get through post-traumatic growth. So we're going to have 3 people who I have counseled personally that are in that post-traumatic growth series.
Well, that's I know everybody knows your background.
I'm a substance abuse counselor, IT, at Jackie Nitschke Center right now, getting my license so that I can be the licensed counselor on site. We're also going to be having VA counseling, as well as Brown County Services counseling.
And you've worked with veterans organizations here forever, pretty much.
40 years.
40 years, yeah. So, I mean, you want to talk about some credibility on the resume.
Wow. Yeah. And that neighborhood that you're focusing on, that Schmidt Park, is that is association
yeah.
out there? That's a pretty active neighborhood association.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be good. I think you'll get a good turnout. I hope
yeah,
you get a good
Yeah, we've had
turnout.
A lot of really good support from them. A few are concerned, which I understand the
sure.
concern. Little concern about property values, but we have looked at studies that say the property values actually go up.
Oh, wow. Right. Well, that's cool.
You're going to be bringing that.
I think it's great. How long have you been working on this now, Gail?
2 years.
Okay, that's not too bad.
No.
I mean, you've done a lot in 2 years.
Yeah, we've been just leaps and bounds.
But the cool thing is you've got so many connections in so many different areas that are so vital to have.
Yes. I'm a resource navigator.
I've had so many other people come to me over the years and say, I've got this great idea. And okay, who's behind you? Well, no, it's me. And
nope.
It's like, no!
We have 30 different agencies and 200 volunteers.
That's fantastic.
Yep.
Well, make sure you make it 202 with me and this
202.
Guy.
202.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Remember, give me get Todd out there.
203.
Gail Nora, congratulations on what you've done. Give me the name of it again. Your new complex.
Veterans First Cottage Court.
Cottage Court. I love that. Beautiful. Anything cool. we can do, like I told you before, you've got an open forum right here.
Thank
right?
you, John.
Thank you,
Jim.
For everything you do. Hey, thanks for all the folks that came in.
Yeah.
Today. That was really a lot of fun with all
Foster
the different...
Care, Leadership Green Bay.
Outstanding.
And happy birthday, Renee Keehan.
You got smoked in the meteorological. Mind on the mayor, back in tomorrow morning. Thanks for being here. See ya.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street.
This is Oshkosh Air Support.
1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.